This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week and what the most watched YouTube video is. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right, so I got to know, for this week, what was number five?
Number five was Vanilla Ice, and he's not trending for any type of musical ability or anything like that, but he's trending because he was on that flight that was quarantined at JFK because all of these passengers aboard became ill flying from Dubai to the United States, and you might have seen that in headlines, but 11 passengers were taken to the emergency room after they got sick on the flight. They had super high fevers, and everybody was like, dude, this is how every single zombie movie starts. And Vanilla Ice was on the top deck of that flight, and he was not in direct contact with any of the sick passengers because they were all on the deck below where, like, you know, steerage is, I guess, on an international flight. But yeah, everybody was freaking out because they thought that there was going to be some sort of a pandemic, but everybody's fine. They just had the flu. They brought him to the hospital. They checked him out. But there was a little bit of panic at JFK because they had to quarantine the flight to make sure that they didn't infect the United States with whatever they had.
So it was just the bottom deck then. The top deck was perfectly fine.
Yeah, but like they're all sharing the same air. They just have space to stretch out on the top deck. But nobody got sick up there. And what's weird is that all these passengers got sick on the flight. I mean, it's a pretty long flight. I don't know exactly how many hours it was. But they got sick, like, on the way over. And, you know, they obviously it was a pretty fast-moving illness to be able to infect them that quickly. But, yeah, not good. Everybody says they're fine, though. The CDC put out a statement. They're chill. No worries.
So you're right about that. Either someone was just not covering their mouth when they were sneezing or coughing, which is really gross, or it was in the food, right? Because I imagine there's different food for the top and bottom deck.
That's a good point. It was a 14-hour flight, and they were just saying like there were some passengers that were kind of complaining of illnesses. They had a cough and fever, symptoms of gastrointestinal illness, which I guess then could be the food. But there were 549 passengers on board. 11 of them were taken to the hospital. Pretty scary. I mean, if you get on an international flight and they start quarantining folks, like, yo, I'm out.
This reminds me, what's that movie Outbreak? Every movie's like that.
Sure.
It always starts with the fever. You're right. Every horror movie, slasher movie, it starts with fever. It starts with people being sick, and you are the only one that survives.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to know. Okay. What was Vanilla Ice doing in Dubai?
Wow. That's a good question. I'm not sure that we've uncovered that just yet. But you probably needed a little bit of Ice Baby to stay cool out in the desert, if you know what I'm saying.
No, absolutely. I mean, maybe he was shooting a music video in Dubai. I'm just saying he could be dropping an album at this very moment. That's a question that needs to be answered. Vanilla Ice, if you're out there, what were you doing in Dubai?
That's a great question. That's a nice thing that we need to investigate. I don't have the answers, but man, let's hope for some new music from that fella.
What was number four for this week?
Number four, we've got Sue Bird. And I'm assuming that probably anybody listening to the show doesn't know who Sue Bird is. But they're going to know now because she is the oldest player in the WNBA. She dropped 22 points for the Seattle Storm in a winner-take-all Game 5 of the WNBA semifinals to knock off the Phoenix Mercury. Oh, yeah. Also, she had a broken nose that she broke 48 hours before the game when her teammate Brianna Stewart accidentally elbowed her in the face. So she's playing with a face mask. She's 37 years old. She actually missed 8 consecutive shots early in the game, but they just went completely on fire, hit 5 of 11 from beyond the arc. 14 points in the fourth quarter. The Seattle Storm are going to the WNBA Finals, and we're fired up on that. They're going to be playing the Washington Mystics. Game 1 tips off on Friday. So Sue Bird, good on you.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a lot of clutch gaming right there.
It's right. And I feel like the WNBA doesn't get enough credit, but a lot of NBA dudes were out there showing some support on Twitter. Kobe is like, okay, I see you. LeBron's like, you're a monster. Isaiah Thomas said they should build her a statue. I don't know if they should go that far, but it's good stuff. She's getting the recognition she deserves.
It's number three this week.
This might be my favorite trend we've actually ever talked about on this show, and it is Domino's. And they were trending because Domino's Russia had a promotion where if somebody got a tattoo, a Domino's logo tattooed on their person in a prominent location, still not sure exactly what prominent means, but like I'm assuming just a visible location, they would get free pizza for life. For life, which is a lot. The fine print is actually 100 pizzas in a year for 100 years.
Ooh.
So, like, tons of pizza. And so many people did it, they had to cancel the promotion because everybody was getting Domino's tattoos. It was insane. So they capped it at 350 participants now. If you go to the internet and look at some of these photos or of these tattoos, they're unbelievable. They're actually kind of sick. A lot of them were like, you know, some of them were getting the actual slice with the Domino's logo in it. Some of them were pretty tasteful, I got to say. So it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. And these people are going to get freaking 100 pizzas a year for the next 100 years. And also in terms of just like overall pizza trends on Google, Chicago pizza was the number two searched pizza this past week to make it more relevant to your audience.
With the Domino logo, it didn't have to be big. Like if I were to get the logo, I could put it between my pointer finger and my thumb, like boom, Domino logo, and I would get free pizza for life.
You're the kind of person that made this promotion go south because you're just gaming the system. I would have gotten one right between the eyes on the forehead and really... really showed my support. Yeah, I think that that would have counted. I mean, that is a prominent place. The ones that I saw, though, were like pretty legitimate, like good size forearm,
ooh,
like calf tattoos.
Wow. Like, I'm not sure I could do like a sleeve or a half sleeve of Domino's pizza. That is like, unless I was going to do a montage and it was Domino's and it was the Noid, right? We can get the Noid in there. And then it would be
sure,
like Chuck E. Cheese, and it would just be a montage of all the greatest pizza places, right? Little Caesars.
Okay. Did you actually just put Chuck E. Cheese, though, in the Mount Rushmore of pizza places? Come on, dude.
What
that
other icon
sucks.
Is there for pizza? I mean, do you even know what Home Run Inn pizza is, or is that like an Illinois thing? I think that's an Illinois thing.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't, but it's got to be better than Charles E. Cheese.
Oh,
pizza.
What? I'm supposed to put CeCe's pizza on me? Get out of here. It's going to be Chuck E. Cheese.
They got a $5 buffet, all right? You don't bring CeCe's into this.
I went to California one time and I looked at it and said, what is this? What is this?
Yeah. All right.
What was number two this week?
Number two, we got the NFL season. It is kicking off last night, and there was actually a little bit of drama heading into the NFL season. You probably saw all over headlines this week. It hasn't really been NFL for the game, but it's been NFL because of Colin Kaepernick and the NFL or the national anthem protests after Nike made him the face of their new campaign. There's been a lot of headlines about that, but yeah, they are kicking off this week. There's some feel-good stories heading into opening weekend. Number one on my list is Shaquem Griffin, who is the rookie linebacker out of UCF. He's going to start for the Seattle Seahawks in week one. The guy only has one full arm. He has another arm that is kind of, it stops at the wrist, and he is starting as a rookie in the first NFL game that he's been eligible to start in. It's completely incredible. This guy is the definition of hard work and perseverance, and it's incredible. And last night during the first game of the season, sorry, switching gears a little bit, to the Eagles and the Falcons, they actually got delayed due to lightning at the game, and that was a little bit of drama to start off the season. But the Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions, raised their banner, much to the delight of their fans.
Who are you rooting for this year?
I'll tell you who I'm not rooting for, and that's the Los Angeles Chargers, because I'm from San Diego. They completely just deserted that city without ever winning us a Super Bowl. They've only brought me pain and sadness. I hope they lose every single game.
That there is passion. That is passion, Justin. It's okay, though. Being competitive is all about passion. I'm going to tell you that right now.
All right. You're right. I got to calm down. All right.
So this week, what's number one?
Number one is Ruby Red Slippers. And this is pretty crazy. I didn't really know anything about this, but the slippers worn by Judy Garland during the filming of Wizard of Oz have been found after 13 years of theft. So back in 2005, somebody stole the slippers. But first off, the movie was made in 1939. So these slippers are obviously very rare. It's a very old classic movie. They're They were taken out of the Judy Garland Museum in her hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Somebody broke the window, stole them. No fingerprints. Nobody had any lead. There was only one red sequin left at the crime scene. People even put out a $1 million reward for any leads or any type of information that would lead them to find these slippers, and they got nothing back. And then finally, they just found them this past week. We don't really know the specifics of the case because the FBI won't comment because it's an ongoing investigation. All we know is that the thieves actually have not been found to our best knowledge. But the ruby red slippers are back with their rightful owners, and I'm fired up about it.
Let's talk about the black market for movie memorabilia. This sounds really hot. Honestly, this sounds hot. What else, like something from, what movies they have taken things from? I'm just curious. This is some crazy stuff, right? Like, who paid more than $1 million for these shoes? Because if I stole the shoes and they wanted them back for $1 million, I'd have gave the shoes to my mother and said, you found them in the garbage.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know. Like, who has so much of an emotional attachment to these ruby red slippers? Well, actually, I will say, maybe there's some sort of magic power in them, because in the movie, Dorothy, you know, she clicks her heels together and says there's no place back home, and it transports her back into that happy place. So maybe the person that stole them was doing that. I don't know. I mean, that's really the only logical explanation that I can come up with. But it's pretty outrageous. I mean, $1 million, dude.
But then you have to think, there is black markets for, like, dinosaur bones and art paintings. So I guess, why not movie memorabilia? I got this off the set of Sandlot.
Sure. Yeah. I guess it's fun with you're drinking with the friends. You're like, dude, you guys check this out, dude. Got some ruby red slippers. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's cool.
It's pretty bizarre. It is weird.
The underground memorabilia world is something I don't know a lot about, but I hope they put these thieves behind bars for a long time.
I want to know who did it. That's what I want to know. And how did the FBI do a raid specifically for the ruby red slippers? Or did they raid somebody's house and it just so happened they had the ruby red slippers? I mean, I want the tea on this.
Yeah, somebody's got to spill the tea. The FBI actually did set up some sort of a sting to get the slippers, whatever that means, some sort of a slipper stakeout, I guess.
That's what I mean. So did they have a buyer? It's so weird. I need information. You can't just leave me with, we found the stolen rubies or slippers.
It's an ongoing investigation, Mason. We just don't know.
Well, I hope we know more by next week. I'm going to ask you.
Okay, you're right.
All right. So for this week's most watched YouTube video, what do we can expect?
Well, it's Halloween, and it's the new trailer for it. And I got to say, I just watched it. I'm super on edge. Somebody actually just pinged me an instant message, and the sound of that just freaked me out. It's a rehash of the classic, you know, Michael Myers as the murderer running around. But this time, Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, and she is returning to kill him. And it looks awesome. It looks really scary. It's very jumpy, very suspenseful. But I guess it's that time of year. You know, we talked about pumpkin spice lattes last week. Now we're talking about Halloween movies this week. Fall is almost about to be upon us. The film is going into theaters on October 19th, already got over 1 million views. Go to YouTube, check it out. It's the Halloween new trailer, but watch it in daylight because I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
You know, I actually talked about this in one of my segments with Eric Davis, and this movie, and I can't remember because it was a while ago, this movie is either going to be the second to Halloween or it's the third movie in the franchise. So that means all those other movies are non-canonical, meaning they're not part of the series anymore. So the first Halloween is real, and then this movie is going to replace either the second Halloween or the third Halloween, which I think is kind of crappy because I like H2O. Do you remember H2O? That was like the sixth movie. It was really bad.
I definitely did not watch that movie.
It was to commemorate the 20 years of Halloween. It had Jamie Lee Curtis in there. Yeah, it was okay. I liked it as a kid. It wasn't bad, but it doesn't exist now. And that kind of upsets me. Like, why did I take time out to watch this movie and it doesn't exist? Like, what are you doing to me? The same thing with Terminator. I hate when they do this.
I get that. It's kind of a weird strategy, but I don't know. It begs the bigger question of, like, why did you watch that movie in the first place? But yeah, okay. I feel your pain.
Well, thank you, Justin, for coming on and making fun of me for watching bad movies.
You're so welcome. Can't wait to do it again next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.